Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Pei Aleph. We left off on the bottom of daf Pei Amid Beis. Let's just go back a little bit because there's what to say over here. The Gemara raised the following case, a case of a person who had a Karban Todah and the Tmura of a Karban Todah. And just to as a major point of fact, the Mishnah, Nayin Tesam Beis, said that a Tmura of a Karban Todah does not get Lachmei Todah, doesn't get the breads that go along with the Karban Todah. We said a Vlad Todah, Tmurasa, or Hifrish Todah Va'avda, and you were Mafrish another one in its place. All those cases, Eina Tu'una Lechem, doesn't require Lachmei Todah. So the Gemara raised the following case. You have a Karban Todah, you have a Tmura of a Karban Todah, they got mixed up with each other, you don't know which one is which, and then one of them died. So the Gemara said, well, that's a predicament you can't get out of. There's no way, because what are you going to do? You're going to bring the Lachmei Todah. What if this one is the Tmura? You're not going to bring the Lachmei Todah. What if this one is the real Karban Todah? So there's no way out of it. So the Gemara said, well, it's not so obvious that there's no way out of it. If you said, Harei Alai, so you'll bring another animal along with Lechem and make a Tanai that if the surviving animal is the Tmura, so this new animal that you're bringing is the Todah and the Lechem that you bring along with it is the Lachmei Todah. And if the surviving animal is the actual Karban Todah, so then this lechem should go along with the surviving animal, and the new animal should be just la'achrayus. So that's if you said harei alai. But what if you said harei zu, where there is no issue of achrayus? There's no you bear no responsibility had the original animal died. So it can't be la'achrayus. So if you said harei zu, then it's really a predicament you can't get out of. If the original Karban Todah was designated with a lashon of harei zu, and it got mixed up with a tmura, and one of them died, and you don't know which one died, it's a predicament you cannot get out of. So between where it says Simin on the toward the bottom of Pei Amud Beis and the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara goes through 8 different suggestions of how maybe you can get out of it, how maybe there is a way to solve this problem. So we went through the first 3 yesterday, but let's go over them again. Says the Gemara, number 1, right after the parentheses with the Simin, with as we mentioned yesterday, the incomprehensible Simin. It's one of the most difficult Simanim to try to figure out what it's talking about. The Achronim have a difficult time with it. But anyway, point number 1. Amru Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe. The Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe said that maybe you can get out of it the following way. V'leisi lechem, bring some bread, v'leima, and make the following tanai. If that which is still here, the surviving animal, is the actual Karban Todah, so good, this bread will be the Lachmei Todah. Ilo, and if the surviving animal is the Tmura, it's not the Todah, then the bread will just be regular chulin bread. And that will solve all the world's problems. That way you'll be able to bring the carbon. You'll have the lechem, because you have 40 loaves of bread. They'll either be lachmei todah or they'll be chulin, whatever their proper status is. So Amr Lahu, v'chimachnisin chulin lazara, they said, no, that is not a possibility. You can't suggest that is going to solve the problem, because you're not allowed to bring chulin lazara. This bread, if it's really chulin, it doesn't belong in the azara. So the suggestion you're making is one that necessarily involves violating an Isser of Chulun Azara. So it's important to understand a little bit where the Isser of Chulun Azara comes from. There is a machlokas, whether the Isser of Chulun Azara is an Isser Mida Oraisa or an Isser Mida Rabbanan. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis says that how do we know the Isser of Chulun Azara? Because the Torah says, Shechot Alai B'Shali, as the Pasuk says, V'Shachat Es Ben HaBakar Lifnei Hashem, that you're supposed to Shecht to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Kajim in his place, v'shalcha b'shalcha, and when you're shechting your own animals, you do it in your place, v'zavachta mi'b'karcha mitzoncha b'sha'arecha, you do that wherever you live. So, but the Gemara makes an equation, ma'shali b'shalach aser, just like it's aser to shecht kajim b'chutz, so too, afshalach b'shali aser, so too it's aser to shecht chulin in the azara. So that's one limud that the Gemara has. Abaye learns from the fact that the pasuk says ki yirchak mimcha makom asher yivchar Hashem v'zavachta, that berichuk makom atzav zaveach v'yatzav zaveach b'makom karav, that you're only allowed to shecht your own animals berichuk makom, far away, not in the azara, but not b'makom karav, not in the azara, you're not allowed to shecht chulin in the azara. So the question is, are these real drushos to araisa that aser shchitas chulin b'azara? Forget about bringing chulin b'azara, even just shchitas chulin b'azara, even the more intense shchitas chulin b'azara. So Rashi, I'm not sure actually Rashi, but there are Rishonim that hold that the Isser is only an Isser Midrabanan. The Rambam is a little bit unclear about what he holds. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shechita writes that it's Divrei Kabbalah. So the Magen Mishnah says what he means by that is that it's only Midrabanan. That the Isser of Shechita Shulim Bazar is only Midrabanan. That's what he means by Divrei Kabbalah. Kesef Mishnah says, no, the Rambam a lot of times means, when he says Divrei Kabbalah, a lot of times does not mean Midrabanan. Divrei Kabbalah could mean that it's Halach al Moshe Misinai, that it's Kabbalah Misinai, in which case it would be a Din D'Oraisa. Tosfos writes that even if you hold that Shechita Chulin Ba'azara is only Asur Midrabanan, but to bring Chulin on the Mizbeach, Lechora would be Asur Midoraisa. Even if Shechita Chulin in the general Azara area is Midrabanan, but to bring it to be Makrivet up on the Mizbeach would still be Asur Midoraisa. And then there's a further Machlokos Rishonim with the Isser of just bringing Chulin into the Azara. Rashi holds that just bringing food into the Azara is Asr. Where Tosfos and other Rishonim say that the Isser of bringing things into the Azara is not just bringing something, it has to be Bederech Kedusha. It has to be that you're trying to do some form of Avoda with that which you're bringing into the Azara in order for it to be an Isser. After all, the Drasha is Mashali Bishalcha Asr Av Shalcha Bishali Asr. The Isser of Shchutei Chutz is not an Isser of bringing it Bachutz, it's an Isser of Shchutei Chutz, of doing some sort of Avoda Bachutz. So too over here, doing an Avoda, Tenufa, Hagasha, something like that, but stomping Machnes Chulin into the Azara, Tosfos holds, is not going to be included in the Isser. So that's a fundamental Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Mishnah Lamech says, in the opinion of Tosfos, it wouldn't only be not an Isser Darais, it's not even an Isser Midrabana. Stam just bringing something into the Azara. It has to be Derech Sheirus, Derech Avoda, and the Rishonim that are Matir, Tosos, who's Matir to Stam, bring things into the Azara, brings a Raya from the fact that a person is allowed to walk into the Azara with his clothing on, and his clothing is Chulin. Or the fact that we never learn of any Yisr that you're not allowed to walk into the Azara with a sandwich in your hand or with anything like that. It's Chulin Ba'Azara. So it seems that apparently it's not a problem with Chulin Ba'Azara unless you're coming to try to do some sort of Avoda. Mishnah Melech says, nah, that's not really such a kasha on Rashi, because the Isser of Hachnasas Chulin, even without a Maisa, there might be an Isser of Hachnasas Chulin even without a Maisa Avoda, and Rashi only was Asered when you're machnis something derech bizayon, but wearing your clothing, that's not derech bizayon. Meaning, even according to Rashi, who's more broad in the Isser and assumes that the Isser includes being machnis things into the Azara, even when you're not doing the Avoda, maybe that's only if you're machnis something into the Azara in a more of a bizayon kind of way. There is a Gemara, Maseches Psachim. The Gemara in Maseches Psachim on Daf Samach Vavam Beis tells us that they used to say about Hillel that Meyamav Lo Ma'al Adam Ba'olaso, that whenever he designated a karban, no one ever committed Mi'ila on his karbanos. Why? Because what did he do? Ela Mevi'a Chulun Azara Umakdisha. He wasn't Makdish it till the last minute. He would bring it to the Azara as Chulun, and he'd be Makdish it there. So all the Rishonim, and then he'd be Samechadim Alav Eshechta, then he'd do the Smich on the Shechita. So all the Rishonim ask, wait a second, but you're not allowed to do that. He's bringing Chulin Azara then. If you bring it to, you bring it into the Azara Chulin, they'd be Makdish it there. So what's going on? So there's a three-way Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what was going through, what Hillel's Minhag actually was. Tosos Maseches Pesachim Dav Samech Vav says that, no, the only Isser of bringing Chulin in the Azara is if you're Makriv, Derech HaKrava. But over here, he just brought it in. And by the time he was Makrovid, it was ready Kadosh. Only if you're doing some sort of Tnufa, Hagasha, Shechita, something, some sort of Avoda, that's the Isra of Chulin Ba'Azara. No Isra of Chulin Ba'Azara to just stam walk in. Other Rishonim understand, again, because we saw that Chiddush is itself a Machlokes. Other Rishonim, Tosos, over here understands that it's Letzorech Korban, it's Mutter, that you're allowed to bring Chulin Azara if it's for the sake of a Korban. And yet other Rishonim, the Ran and Darim Davtes, say that it's Lav Davka that he brought into the Azara. What it means is he brought it right up until the Pesach Azara, that's when he was Makdish it, and then he brought it into the Azara. But you see, this Isser of Chulin Azara is very difficult to define. Exactly what's included in the Isser? Is it Asr to bring a recorder into the Azara? Is it only things that you can theoretically be makriv? Is it Asr even on things that you could theoretically be makriv if you're not actually being a makrav them, it's very difficult to be magdir exactly the iser of chulin ba'azara. But anyway, so the Gemara says, but certainly with the lach metoda, if these aren't lach metoda and you're bringing them into the azara, well, that's a problem. That shouldn't be happening, and it's a violation of chulin ba'azara. So the Gemara suggests second suggestion as to how to get around this problem of the toda and the tmura that got mixed up with each other, and then one of them died, and you don't know which one it was. So the Gemara gives second suggestion. Don't only bring lechem, bring a behema and lechem, v'lema, and make the following tonight. If the surviving animal was the tmura hatoda v'halachma, well then, this new animal that I'm bringing, and the bread along with it, is the toda and the lachme toda. If the original animal that survived is a carbon toda, halachma v'hatavi shlamim. So good, then this bread that I'm bringing should be the lechem that goes along with the surviving animal, and this new animal that I'm bringing should stam be a carbon shlamim, and that would solve the problem. So he said, no, that doesn't work, because then you're going to be memayit the achil of the shlamim. Shlamim typically is eaten for 2 days and one night. Carbon toda is only eaten for 1 day and one night. So if this animal you want is really a shlamim, but it's a suffek toda, it's a suffek shlamim, suffek toda, we're not sure what this new animal you're bringing is, so no one's going to be able to eat it past 1 day and one night, then you're unnecessarily going to be limiting the time that you're allowed to eat it. So pashtos of the Gemara is, that's exactly what the Gemara means. That the concern is, you're going to be mimait the zman of achilas habasar, because as soon as Yom V'Laila passes, no one's able to eat it, because maybe it's a karban toda, which can only be eaten for 1 day and 1 night, and therefore you're maybe kachin lidei psul. Rashi in the Ksavyad and the Rabbeinu Gershom, however, both emphasize a different problem. That if it's a karban shlamim, it turns out that you're going to burn the basar shalo kedin. You're going to burn the meat before it should be burnt. You're going to burn the meat after 1 day and one night. And that's the problem. So says the Mikdash David, what Rashi and the Ksav Yad and Rabbeinu Gershom seem to be saying is that the primary chashash is about burning it before the Zman. The fact that you're bringing the Basar to an Isser of Nosar doesn't bother us as much. So the Mikdash David says, well, why not? Why does Rashi have to emphasize that you might burn it early? Just what about the fact that it might become Nosar? That you're just going to leave it over past its designated time? So the Mikdash David explains that the Isser of Ibud Kachum Tahorim is a much more severe and serious Isser than the Isser of bringing Basar to Nosar, allowing Basar to become Nosar. Because when you Ma'abed Kachum Tahorim, you violate Lo Sasum Kain, and that's a more serious Isser than just passively allowing it to become Nosar. And the Mikdash Tavah just adds, the fact that there were Choshesh, that you're going to burn it right away. Who says you're going to burn it right away? Maybe you'll just wait till 2 days and a night pass, and then you'll burn it. How do I know that you're going to burn it while if it were a shlam, it would still be kodesh? Maybe you're just going to wait. So the Mikdash Shavit says, no, the fact that they didn't say to just wait until after the Zman Achila Shlamim and only then to burn it is a raya to a chiddush of the Tzlach in Psachim Chav Chesam and Beis, where the Tzlach writes that even when it comes to burning kachim psulim, there's a lav not to make it nosar, not to leave it over, and you have to burn it bismanam. So therefore, even outside that the basar is basar toda, since the zman sreifa has arrived, you're not allowed to wait till after the zman shlamim. The chiyuv of the iser to make something nosar would apply even on something that is kachim psulim, which anyway is not going to be able to be used for its normal purpose. Okay, back in the Gemara. Now suggestion number three of what to do to solve this problem. Amar Levi l'Rebbe, v'leisi behema v'lechem, bring an animal and lechem, v'leima, make the following tonight. Instead of making the tonight that the behema should be a carbon shlamim if it's not a toda, make the following tonight. V'leima, iach dekaima tmurahi, if the animal that survived is only the tmura hatoda v'lechem. Good, then the behema and lechem that I'm bringing is the toda with its lechem. V'ihai dekaima todahi, but if the surviving animal is really the carbon toda, halachma, so the loaves of bread are the lechem, that go with that toda, v'hatavi moser de toda, and the other animal that I'm bringing should be the moser of the carbon toda. So Amarlei k'meduma nishem l'moch b'katkado. He says it seems that you don't have a brain in your head. How could you suggest something like that? V'chim afrish and tchila the mosaros. Do we create moser toda l'chadchila? We never make a carbon l'chadchila al menas that it should be a moser. That's ridiculous. You can't do such a thing like that. So again, the strong expressions. I think we mentioned yesterday, Chavis Yair has a tshuva where he tries to explain how all these strong expressions are really compliments in some way, or some way are not as harsh as they sound. This one, it's a little bit hard to kvetch out of. It seems that it's that it is as harsh as it sounds, that he found it to be absurd. Perhaps what you can say is that a lot of the times this was traditional in the Litvish yeshiva, certainly, as recently as people in the Rav Shir and YU, they would get insulted and harassed for saying things that were bad svaras. Ah, shikar, a goy, how could you say such a svar? There was reason for it, because he was trying to train the boys to know what kinds of questions are good questions, what kinds of questions are the kinds of questions that you don't ask. That's also an important part of learning. That's what they... Rav Shechter writes in his Hakdama to Bikvei Atzon, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, just yesterday's parak in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah, I'll try to say this quickly, the Mishnah says, there's a series of Mishnayos that go through four sets of four. Arba prakim hadever misrabe, arba midos ba'adam, there are four types of people, there's shali, shalach, shalach, that's bein, and this goes through arba midos bedeos, four types of people in terms of how they get angry or get appeased, noach lichos, noach lirtos, arba midos b'talmidim, arba midos b'nos netzdaka, one Mishnah after the other. And you'll notice in all of those Mishnayos, the ideal guy, the best guy, is the third one. In all of them, the third one is the chassid, he's the one... And then there's one, arba midos b'yashmu l'fnei chachamim. There are four types of people who sit in front of the chachamim. There's the svog, u'mashmich, mishameres, v'nafe. And who's the third one, who's supposed to be the best? Mishameres shemotzia es hayayin v'koletes es hashmarim. That he expels the wine and he keeps the shmarim and he keeps the sediment. So Shechter asks, well, wait a second, that doesn't sound like the best, that sounds like the worst. All the good stuff he expels, that he doesn't keep. What does he keep? He keeps the sediment. So Shechter suggests that maybe it's talking about someone who shares the Torah that they got from the Rebbe. That when they hear Torah from the Rebbe, not everything the Rebbe says is the best Torah. So what does he do? He knows how to share the wine with his Talmidim, to expel that, and to keep the sediment for himself. So Shechter points out, why would you want to keep the sediment for yourself? Why does that have any impact on you? Shouldn't you want to just throw that in the garbage? Get rid of that in some way? So he said, no, even when you're sit by a Rebbe and the Rebbe says something that he ends up not liking and not sticking with in the end, that's a valuable experience also, because through that experience of sitting in that shir, you learned what questions to ask, what questions not to ask, what's a good svara, what's a baich svara. You learn things in the process as well, even if at the end of the day the Torah is not 100% accurate at the end. So anyway, so it could be that he criticized his Talmud them very strongly to train them, because he took his job seriously to train the Talmidim to know how to learn. Okay, number four, suggestion number four, the Gemara says, Yasav Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Martika made Rav Nachman Rav Yosef Kamar. Said, here's what you could do. V'laisi behema v'lechem. Again, bring another animal and bring lechem. V'leiman say the following tonight. So again, we already had bringing another animal, bring lechem twice, right? We had the first one to make the extra behema perhaps a shlamim, and the second one to make the extra behema perhaps mosar. So now we're going to suggest something else to do with the extra behema. If the surviving animal is the tamura, great, then this new behema and lechem is the toda and the lachme toda. If the surviving animal is actually the carbon toda, so then let this be the lechem, and this new animal should be the tamura. Amalei, ani mari arban b'kasve b'kasher. So what are you talking about? The tamura is an iser in the Torah. You're not allowed to make a tamura. I don't know why this one didn't merit a ein lo moch b'kadkado criticism. Right? Tamura is an iser. You're going to give him the guy 40 lashes and say that it's kasher, that's the way to do it. You can't violate an iser in the Torah. So that to solve this problem. So that's also rejected. Suggestion number five, Rav Ila Chalash. Rav Ila once got sick. Allah Gabay Abai v'Rabban. Abai and the Rabban went to visit him. V'yasi v'kamri. So what did they do? Naturally, they were talking and learning. Because what else would they do? So they were talking and learning. And they said, now they start getting a little more creative. And they said, well, let's chazer over the last couple of blad of Gemara and see if we have any shitos that maybe will give us a way out. Im Isal the Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Chutz L'Chomas Hazar Kadosh. Let's assume, like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan who holds, that even bread that's outside of the Hazar can become Kadosh as Lach Metoda. Remember, we had a Machlokas, that a bread that's outside of somewhere can't become Kadosh as Lach Metoda. Well, outside of where? Outside of the Azara or outside of Beis Pagi? So Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that even bread outside of the Azara can become Kadosh as Lach Metoda. So he says, once you have that possibility, go back to our first suggestion, where you bring bread and you make the Tanai, that if the surviving animal is a carbon toda, good, these are the lachme toda. And if it's not a carbon toda, then these are chulin. What was our problem with that? Because you bring chulin la'azara. No, you're not. Leave it outside of the Azara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it could become Kadosh outside of the Azara. Laisi lechem, velos from chutz l'chomes Azara. Bring bread, leave it outside of the Azara. Velema. Iyak the kaim etod, ihi halachma. If that which survives is a karmen toda, so here's the lachme toda. V'ilol lepik chulin. Otherwise, let it go l'chulin. So the Gemara answers, mishum di'ika arba lahanif, because there are four that need to be waived. Hechi lavin, what are you going to do with the ones that need to be waived? The four that go to the truma to the Kohen, those four loaves, what are you going to do? Linfinu avrai, why, you're going to wave it outside? Lufnei Hashem ksiv. Pasuk says Lufnei Hashem, which means it has to be in the Azara. Now, Lufnei Hashem doesn't always mean in the Azara. Lufnei Hashem sometimes means in all of Yerushalayim, but in this situation, the Gemara has, I guess, a Kabbalah that Lufnei Hashem dafka means in the Azara. Gavai kama ayil chul nazara. What, you want to wave it inside? Well, then you're back to the original problem that you bring chulin into the Azara. Hilkach lo efshar. So that solution also doesn't work. So the Gemara says, okay, solution number six. Maskevler of Shisha Bered Raviti. Im Isal de Chizkia, if you go back to Chizkia's Shita, of what happens when you're Makdish 80 loaves for the Lach Metoda. Remember, we had four explanations of what the Machlokas was about when you're Makdish 80 loaves as the Karban Toda. So if you hold that Chizkia, Dharma Katra Arbaim Mitok Shmonim, that when you're Makdish 80 loaves Stam for the Karban Toda, you don't say what it's for, whether it's for Achrayus or whatever, you just Makdish 80 loaves. Chizkia said 40 of them become kadosh. So here's what you could do. Laisi behema, bring an animal, v'laisi shmonim ba'adah, and bring 80 loaves, v'leimeh, make the following tonight. Iyach dekaima todahi, if the surviving animal is a carbon toda, hanami tavi toda v'shmonim t'travayu. Then this new animal should also be a carbon toda. I got 80 loaves, 40 for the original one, 40 for this one, I'm good. Iyach dekaima t'murahi, if the surviving animal was the t'mura, not the toda, ha-toda, the halachma, this new animal is the carbon toda. 40 of the loaves are its lechem. Veliktishuluhu arboim mitoch shmonim. And yeah, 40 out of the 80 can become kadosh. Because we said if you're makdish 80 loaves, so if the surviving animal is a tamura, what you're doing is you're saying that the new animal is the toda, and these 80 loaves are being makdish together with the toda. Toda only needs 40? Yeah, so Chizkiah holds that when you're makdish 80 loaves, 40 of them become kadosh. Problem solved. Says Marno, Mishum de Kamait Bachila Darbaim. You're gonna somehow ruin the Achila of the 40 loaves. How does that work? Why are you going to be might the achilah of the arba'im? So Rashi explains that Kohen ain't a rotzalech olkim arba'a. The Kohen's not going to want to eat any more than four. The savor shema ain't kan ela toda achas. Ven the Kohen lechel kim arba'a mehen. Because he's going to think that maybe there's only one carbon toda here, and therefore he should only eat four of them. Va'bailim namichos shin shemeshtein todos hein. And the bailim is worried that maybe they're both carbonos toda, in which case 8 of them should really be eaten by Kohanim. V'kol shmona kadashos v'nimtzalos n'arba chalos avudim. So it'll turn out 4 loaves are not going to be, no one's going to want to eat 4 of these loaves. Why? Because the Bailam is supposed to eat, out of every 40 loaves that become kadosh as lach metoda, the Kohen is supposed to eat 4, the Bailam is supposed to eat the other 36. So 40 of these loaves are definitely kadosh. That we're not going to have a problem with. The Bailam will eat 36, the Kohen will eat the other 4. The other 40 loaves, we're not sure if they're lachmei toda or not. So the Bailam will eat 36 of them, but he's not going to eat the last 4, because if they're lachmei toda, they belong to a Kohen. Kohen's going to say, I don't want to eat those 4. I'm not convinced that those are lachmei toda. So no one's going to want to eat those 4. Fine. Suggestion number 7. If you hold of Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, who holds that if you're makdish a pregnant female animal for a carbon chatas, and it gives birth, you can use either the mother or the baby for the carbon. So laisi beimimu beres, bring a pregnant animal, v'yamtim la'achetelet, wait till it gives birth, v'laisi shmonim bada, bring 80 loaves of bread together with it, v'leimen, make the following tonight. If the surviving animal, the original surviving animal, is only the tamura, then this new animal and its baby are both karbanos toda. I have 80 loaves to go along with them. Good. And if the surviving animal is a karban toda, hanami toda hi. Good. Then this animal should also be a karban toda. Vahashmonim de travayuhu. And these 80 loaves of bread should be 40 for the original surviving animal and 40 for one of these new animals. V'hayla havi moser de toda. And the other animal, the baby, let's say, will be moser of a toda. Very similar to the suggestion that we made, which was suggestion number 3, right? Where we said, let it just be a moser of the toda. Except over here, what we're accomplishing is, that was the Inlamach Bekarkado suggestion, where you have no brain if you're suggesting to create moser. But that was a situation where you're makdish an animal independently to make it moser. Over here, you're not being makdish an animal independently to create moser. What you're doing is, you're being makdish an animal that's going to be kadosh, it just happens to have a baby inside of it also. So part of it's going to become moser. That's not as clear and obvious a violation of creating moser unnecessarily. So Amrlei, man lema landam Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Mishuyar. Dilma im shiyaro einu mishuyar. Vayinu taimi de Rabbi Yochanan damar adam eschaper b'shvach hegdish. So he says, maybe you're misunderstanding Rabbi Yochanan. Who told you that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to be maktish or pregnant animal for a korban chatos is because ubar is lav yarech imo, that the baby is not considered part of the mother, and therefore if you were not maktish the ubar when you were maktish the mother, so it would be mishuyar, it would be left out of the original korban, it would not be considered just the vlad of the mother, so where you could then say the same as by a carbon toda, that the aim and the vlad are separate todos. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan really holds him shiro eino mishuyar. You're not allowed to be mishayar as the baby as a carbon b'fnei atzma. It has to be left to die, and therefore the vlad of this carbon also. You can't make it a separate carbon toda, the vlad of this animal. You don't know what Rabbi Yochanan's real svara was. So says Gemara suggestion number 8. Ravina ikla lidamhurya. Amrli Rav Dim Bredi Rav Huna midamhurya l'Ravina. When Ravina went and visited Damhurya, so one of the great rabbis of Damhurya, Rav Dim Bredi Rav Huna of Damhurya, said to Ravina, v'laisi behema, here's what you could do. Bring an animal, v'lema, and say about the animal, hare alai. Make it a personal responsibility. V'laisi behema achrita. Then bring another animal, v'laisi shmon ba'da, and bring 80 loaves of bread. And then say the following tanai. V'lema, ihach de kaima tmurahi. If the surviving animal is the tmura, hani tarti todos. So these two new animals that I'm bringing are both karbanos toda. Vashmonim de travayu. And these 80 loaves of bread should go for these two new animals that I'm bringing both as a karban toda. Vihach de kaima todahi. If the surviving animal was a karban toda, vahada amri alai nami lahavi toda. So then the one that I said hare alai, the one new animal that I took as a personal responsibility, that should also be a karban toda. V'hashmonim v'travayu, and the 80 loaves of bread will be for the one surviving karban toda and the hare alai new karban toda. What about the third animal that I just brought? V'idach tavi l'achrayis. That will be for achrayis. What do you mean it will be for achrayis? We said you can't have achrayis for a hare zu, for the original animal. It's not an achrayis for the original. It's an achrayis for my new karban, which I said hare alai. Remember when the Gemara first raised this question of the toda and the tamura getting mixed together, and we said, oh, it's an unsolvable problem. The Gemara said, not if you said hare alai on the original karban toda, then it's very solvable. Because then you just bring another animal, and that animal will be lachrayis. But achrayis only makes sense when you say hare alai. So what the Gemara did was, said, okay, maybe the original animal was a hare zu, where there is no concept of achrayis. But then you added another animal into the picture that was a hare alai. So it is shayich to achrayis, and that allowed you to have a little flexibility with a third animal to either treat it as a toda or treat it as achrayis. And that would solve all the world's problems. So, or at least this problem. So Amrlei, so the Gemara answers, no, HaTorah Amra,
Tova shalotidor mishatidor velotishalim. Unbelievable. The Gemara came up with a solution that works in Hilchos Karbanos 100%. There's no Kedusha problem here whatsoever. There's no Karbanos problem here whatsoever. You know what the problem is? That it's not a good idea to make nedarim. It's not a good idea for a person to take a neder. Tova shalotidor mishatidor velotishalim. Better not to take a neder than to take a neder and not pay it up. So what we're suggesting, to make an unnecessary neder. Now the truth is that kasha could have been on all of these suggestions where you're bringing an extra animal, but the Gemara didn't need to go back to that kasha because the Gemara had fundamental problems within the laws of Karbanos. But over here we have a problem that's outside of the laws of Karbanos, but that's why the Gemara says this is an unsolvable problem. It is a it is ein lo takana b'lashon, in the lashon that the Gemara uses, simply something that simply does not have any way to resolve it. Okay, new Mishnah now. Bottom of daf pei alpha mid aleph, brand new Mishnah. Ha'omer harei alai toda. If a person says harei alai toda, so that's a very straightforward, direct case. Yavi hi ulach memin achulin. So the animal that you bring, as well as the breads that you bring along with the animal, should come from regular chulin funds, from regular money that you have lying around the house. That's a very obvious and clear case. But here's where it gets a little more complicated. Toda alai min hachulin, the lachma min ha-meiser. What if a person says, I want to bring a carbon toda from chulin, but I want the bread to come from meiser sheni money? So then what do? Yavihiu lachma min hachulin. You bring the animal and the bread from chulin money, not from meiser sheni money. Why not? Why can't you just do what you said you were going to do? So if you look at Rashi in the top, the imam ha-reil, I told him in hachulin, lachma min meiser sheni. Rashi is apparently goris mina meiser sheni. That's clearly what meiser is referring to over here. Given the ikur toda hazevach, since the primary part of the carbon toda is the zevach, va'amar mina chulin, and you said that you're bringing the zevach, the animal from chulin, yavi akol mina chulin. You are obligated therefore to bring the entire thing from chulin. The given the amar alai nischayev ba. As soon as you said toda alai mina chulin, you were chayev in the toda and the and therefore, once you're chayiv in it, you can't bring the breads from meiser money because you've already become chayiv the second you said a lie. So it sounds like the reason that you bring the lechem from chulin, even though you said beferish that you want to bring the lechem from meiser, is because the lechem is nigrar after the toda, which is the ikr. The zevach is the ikr. And since the toda itself you have to bring from chulin, the lechem you have to bring from chulin as well. Tosus, however, understands a little bit differently. Tosus understands that when you said that you can bring the lechem from Meiser, you're not allowed to bring the lechem from Meiser, you have to bring it from Chulin, because as soon as you said Harei Alai Todem in Achulin, you became chayiv in bringing the lechem. And a Davar Shebechova can only be ba from Chulin. Aye, what about the fact that you're changing your mind? Betoch Kedei Dibur. You said, Toda Alay Min Achulin. I'm going to bring a Toda from Chulin. So good, now I'm saying that I have to bring the lechem from Chulin as well. But right Betoch Kedei Dibur, you say, v'lachmim and a meiser. So he says, no, it doesn't work by kachim. Chazar b'toch kedei dibur doesn't work by kachim. Because by kachim we have a concept that amira legevoa is kemisira lehedyot. That when you say something for kachim, just words alone are like making a kinyan in the world of hedyot. And therefore, toch kedei dibur, kedibur, the concept of toch kedei dibur, kedibur does not work. So, this is a very critical Tosos. The Rambam in Maaser Karbanos says very similarly, the Rambam in the 15th parak of Maaser Karbanos writes, V'lada shalzu ola, v'hi shlamim dvarav kayamim. Hi shlamim uvlada ola. If you say that this animal should be a shlamim and its vlad should be an ola, so im lekach neskavein dvarav kayamim, v'im achar shagamar beliva v'hotzi b'sfasav sh'ti ha-shlamim chazabar v'amar vlada ola. But if you initially intended that the whole thing should be a shlamim, and then you changed your mind and said vlada ola, af al pisha chazab b'toch kdei dibur, even though you changed your mind within toch kdei dibur, too late. You can't change your mind within Toch Kedei Dibur. So this is a major issue in Lamdus in terms of what the Lamdus of Toch Kedei Dibur really is. Is Toch Kedei Dibur, I mean, this seems to be a raya, that Toch Kedei Dibur is the question, when you change your mind with Toch Kedei Dibur, is that a chazara? or is it simply a finishing of your sentence, that your sentence is not considered to be over until Ketol Chetei Dibor has passed? So if it's that your statement is not considered to be over, a little bit difficult to understand why there should be an exception by Kachin. But if Ketol Chetei Dibor Kedibor Dami is a chazara, that you're being chozer, and we give you the right to be chozer within Ketol Chetei Dibor, so then it makes a lot of sense why by Kachim you can't do that, because once the kinyan is made, and Amira Legvos Kemesira Lehedil, so kinyan is already made, so then it's much more difficult, then it's much easier to understand why by Kachim we're not going to allow you to be chozer. So that goes back to that basic hakira. Okay, there's a lot to say on Ketol Chetei Dibor, but we got to get moving here in the Gemara. So says the Mishnah, actually, Viter, next case of the Mishnah, what if you say Todim and Amayser, V'lachma min Achulin? I want to bring the carbon toda from Meister Sheni money, and the lechem I want to bring from Chulin money. Yavi, so good, Gesundheit, go do that. He v'lachma min ha-meiser. What if you say, I want to bring both the animal and the lachma toda from Meister money, Meister Sheni money? Yavi, Gesundheit, you can do that too. V'lo yavi, then the mission just mentions one other halacha, not related to what you say or don't say. V'lo yavi michite meiser sheni el mimos meiser sheni. Even when you're bringing the lach metoda from meiser sheni, you have to be careful. It means from money that has kedushas meiser sheni, not from actual grain that is meiser sheni. The Gemara is going to discuss why that should be the case. But even when you bring it from meiser sheni, it's not from actual grain of meiser sheni. It's just money that has kedushas meiser sheni. Fine. Amar Rav Huna says another chiddush din that ostensibly has nothing to do with our Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to try to use our Mishnah as a raya, either for or against him. So Amar Rav Huna, Ha'omer Arei Alai Lachmei Toda, maybe Toda V'Lachma. If a person says, I hereby declare that I want to bring Lachmei Toda, he never says he wants to bring Karban Toda, just Lachmei Toda. Halach is, he has to bring the Karban Toda and its Lechem, even though he never said anything about the Karban Toda. My time, why? May the Yada Hai Gavr the Lechem Lo Toda Lo Ikriv, because the guy knows full well you can't bring the Lachmei Toda without the Karban Toda itself. V'hai Toda V'lachem Akamar, so clearly what he must have meant was, I'm going to bring the Toda with the Lachmei Toda. V'hai Toda Lachmei Toda Sof Mil Sinakat. Why did he say Lachmei Toda if he meant the Toda with the Lechem? He was just saying, you know, I'm going to bring the whole thing up until the Lachmei Toda. Lachmei Toda is the last of it. So says Gemara, wait a second, Tanan, you learned in our Mishnah, Todim in a Meisr v'lachman and a Chulin, Yavi Kamasha Nadar, that if you say you're going to bring a carbon Todah from Meisr and the Lechem from Chulin, so you could do exactly that. V'amai, Kivin Domer lachman and a Chulin, Yavi Hi v'lachman and a Chulin. Well, why when the guy says v'lachman and a Chulin, do we assume that that connects to the carbon Todah that he's bringing from Meisr? Why don't we assume when he says Todim in a Meisr, that's one carbon Todah? When he says lachman and a Chulin, that's referring to other lachmei Todah, which should connect to some other carbon Todah. That's just a way of saying a toda with the lechem, just like Rav Huna said. Whereas no, shiny awesome to keep in the kamer todim and a meiser nasakomer harei alai lechem lifta tadasa shaploni. There's an obvious difference. In Rav Huna's case, all you said is you're going to bring lechem. In the case of the Mishnah, you had just said a second ago you're going to bring an animal as a carbon toda from meiser, and then you mentioned something about lechem. So it's obvious from context that the lechem you're talking about is not on some other animal. It's on the animal that you just mentioned that you want to bring. There's an obvious connection. But then Reisha the Ketani, what do you do with the Reisha of the Mishnah where it says Todim and Achulin v'lachma min ha-meiser, you have a hi v'lachma min ha-chulin, where you say you're going to bring a Todim from Chulin v'lachma min ha-meiser, we assume that you have to bring them both from Chulin. Hachinami nasa komar harei alai toda lift or lachmo shel ploni. Why don't we say that we view it as if you're saying that I'm going to bring carbon toda to exempt the lechem of somebody else, so and that toda is associated with some other lechem. Says Gemara, no, hachi hashta. Bisham lechem lemifter toda asi. Lechem comes as a secondary part of a carbon toda, so it can come to pater an existing toda. Toda lemifter lechem mi asya. You don't bring a carbon toda to exempt lechem that already exists. So when you say that you're going to bring a carbon toda, there's no way that we can translate that to mean a toda for the sake of some other lechem that somebody else has. No, you say you're going to bring carbon toda and lechem. Obviously, those two are associated with each other. Tashma, another raya. In regards to Rav Huna, we'll see if it's a raya for or against. Omer harei alai toda below lechem v'zevach below nesachim. Person says, I'm going to bring a carbon toda without the lachmei toda, or I'm going to bring a zevach without the nesachim. We force him to bring the toda with the lechem, the zevach with the nesachim. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon toda without the lechem, or bringing a zevach without the nesachim. Time da amar avalo amar. The reason is because he said toda avalo amar toda lo. Sounds like had he not said toda, then we wouldn't force him to bring everything. But wait a second. According to Rav Huna, even if you just say you're going to bring the lachme toda, that would be enough to be mechayiv you in the whole thing. Says Gemara, no. Hu adin afagav de lo amar toda. Really, the same is true. Even if he didn't say toda, you'd have to bring the whole thing. V'aydek abayil l'misn zevach below nesachim, v'lo masli nesachim below zevach, tananami toda. So the reason we only mention the toda case because by the zevach case, you wouldn't be able to say nesachim below zevach because there is such a thing as just volunteering nesachim. You wouldn't be kof for him to bring a zevach if he said, I'm just bringing nesachim. No one would make him bring a zevach because you can be misnadev to bring just nesachim. Whereas by the Toda, you can't be misnadev just the lechem. So we just, to parallel it with the Zevach below Nesachim case, we mention that you say you're going to bring a Toda. But in a Kinami, if you say you're just going to bring Lachme Toda, we'd force you in that case to bring the Toda as well. So Amai, Neder Piskoi Mohu, well, why should we force him to bring the Toda and the Lechem, when he says Harei Alai Toda, below Lechem, why should we force him to bring both? Maybe when he made a neder to bring the carbon Toda, right away he changed his mind, and since he knew that there was no such thing as a Toda without Lechem, so he had Charata to undo his neder. So Amr Chizkia, Hamani Beishamahi. So Gemara says, no, we're assuming like Beishamahi, that means Tfos Lashon Rishon, that we always go with the first Lashon that he said. And since he said Toda, he became Chayiv in the Toda and the Lechem. We don't care that he changed his mind afterwards. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah where Beishamahi Shita is explicit. Hareini Nazir Min HaGrogros Min HaDvela. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, but only from Grogros and Dvela. The other restrictions I'm not interested in. So Beishamahi or Nazir, Beishamahi says, too bad. You said Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir. There's no limitations. Basil says you're not a Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, feel the same Basil. Why lock this into Dafka the Shita Beishamai? This price it might even be going like Basil. But Omer Ilu Isi Odeya Shein Nodim Kach Lo Isi Noder Kach El Kach. The guy is saying, had I known that you cannot allow us to take such a neder, that I would have been chayiv in the lechem, I would not have been noder not to bring the lechem. I would have been taken the neder to bring the lechem also. And that's why we force him to do both, to bring the lechem and the karban. Umay kofin, so then what forcing is going on here? The guy's a willing participant. He's saying, I'm going to bring everything. Had I known you can't be noder the lechem without the toda, I never would have been noder the lechem without. I would have been noder everything. So what's the kofin? Of course he's going to do it. No, the kabay hadabe, because now he's having second thoughts. Now we say, yeah, maybe I changed my mind. One last raya. Tashma, Homer Arei Alai Toda Below Lechem, Zevach Below Nesachim, Va'omer Lo Havei Toda V'Lachem V'Zevach Nesachim. Person says, I'm going to bring a Toda without the Lechem, Zevach Below Nesachim. They tell him, you have to bring the Toda with the Lechem, the Zevach with the Nesachim. V'omer Ilu Yisi Odea Shekein, Lo Yisi Noder. And the guy says, well, had I known that, I never would have taken the Neder in the first place. Kofen also, we force him, Va'omer Lo Shemor V'Shemata. And we say, too bad, you got to do it anyway. So Bishlam El Chizkiya Nichalei El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. So according to Chizkiya, that we're only going within the Shita of Beishamai, I understand very well. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we're even going like Beis Hillel, so then this is difficult. So Amal Chara Rabbi Yochanan Havadei Beishamai. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, this last Brisa, this last Tashma, obviously has to be assuming like the Beis Shammai that we force him anyway because his original Lashon is what's binding. Not like the Beis Hillel who says that we wouldn't force him but we're talking about a guy who anyway changed his mind. Because over here the guy says explicitly, had I known, I never would have been noder in the first place and we still force him anyway. We're not talking about a guy who says, oh, had I known, I would have been noder everything. So this Brisa clearly must be assuming like the Beis Shammai, not like the Beis Hillel. And from tomorrow we'll start with the explanation of what Shomor v'shamata means.